Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Monday, September 16th, and we have a few big stories to tell you about today, from a major auto strike this morning to a major attack on one of the world's largest oil processing facilities. We'll break down what's happening and why it matters. Plus, promising news for people with severe peanut allergies. What happened to MoviePass? And a new type of pop socket. And be sure to listen after the news today for details of the September Share-a-thon. I'll be giving away hundreds of dollars in prizes, and you can win. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. As of early this morning, tens of thousands of General Motors workers are on strike, marking the country's first major strike against a U.S. car maker in more than a decade, and the largest walkout since the 80s. The Wall Street Journal reports nearly 50,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union walked out of work, some heading for the picket lines. It means workers shut down dozens of manufacturing plants and parts distribution warehouses in several states across the Midwest and South. The reason? Negotiations for a new four-year contract between GM and the union hit a standstill. Workers want better pay, more jobs, and for GM to reopen factories that have closed. But General Motors says it's disappointed with the strike because it already gave workers a strong offer. No word on how long workers will be on strike. Car companies usually have a few months' worth of supply on dealer lots, so GM would not feel the effects right away. Negotiations between GM and the union are set to start up again at 10 o'clock this morning, to be continued. The Trump administration is blaming Iran for devastating attacks on two oil sites in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. The Washington Post says about 10 drones were used to strike a major oil field, as well as one of the world's largest oil processing facilities. In fact, the amount of oil produced by the state oil company there in Saudi Arabia was cut in half. So President Trump says the U.S. is, quote, locked and loaded, and waiting on verification to decide what to do next. Some U.S. officials have made it seem that a serious military response is possible. But even as the U.S. Secretary of State has blamed Iran, Iran says it wasn't us. In fact, another group is claiming responsibility. That's a rebel group in Yemen, although it is allies with Iran. At this point, no one involved has shown much proof. No matter who did it, it's impacting the oil market. The Wall Street Journal says U.S. oil futures went up about 11% yesterday because with less supply or at least more uncertainty in that region, the cost of the oil goes up. Experts told USA Today that, yes, that rising cost of crude oil could impact the price of gas in the coming weeks. It all kind of depends on how quickly Saudi Arabia thinks it can get its facilities up and running once again. And President Trump has already given the okay to use some U.S. oil reserves if needed to help keep the impact of this on the minor side. Expect more on this developing story today. A handful of Democratic presidential candidates are calling for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh to be kicked off the bench, or some say he should at least be investigated more. The reason? A newly reported sexual misconduct allegation from Kavanaugh's college days at Yale. A New York Times article mentioned the new claim and others in an article over the weekend. The Times says a witness told the FBI and lawmakers that Kavanaugh pulled his pants down at a party and his friends forced a woman to touch him. The FBI apparently knew about this claim but never looked into it. Justice Kavanaugh has not commented, but President Trump is defending him. Trump says the calls for impeachment are based on made-up stories and lies, and Kavanaugh should start suing people for libel. Some Republicans say the woman allegedly involved in this newly reported claim has apparently told friends she doesn't remember it. Of course, the first public accusation came last year. Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her in high school. He said it's not true, and they both testified about it before Kavanaugh was ultimately confirmed to the highest court. If lawmakers did want to impeach a Supreme Court justice, it would be a similar process to impeaching a president. The House would have to vote on it, and the Senate would make the final call. But to be clear, at this point, none of the above has actually happened. Forecasters were keeping a close eye on tropical storm-turned-hurricane Humberto. They were worried it could hit the Bahamas, which was already devastated by Hurricane Dorian. But thankfully, the new hurricane is moving away from land and into the Atlantic, and the Bahamas dodged the worst of it. That said, the U.S. coast could still have some rough surf and dangerous rip currents over the next few days. A treatment for peanut allergies is in the works, and government experts are giving it a thumbs up. An FDA advisory committee is supporting the experimental treatment. If fully approved by the FDA, the AP says it will become the first federally approved option to prevent life-threatening reactions to peanuts. Right now, kids are told to just avoid peanuts altogether and use an EpiPen or other medicines if exposed. But with this new experimental drug called Palforzia, CNN says kids would take a capsule of peanut powder every day, which would gradually help them build up a small tolerance. Some critics are worried about how this could work long term because the pill does need to be taken for life to keep working. For now, the FDA is expected to have a final decision on this in January. A quick break now to thank today's sponsor, Zola. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invite suites, and more. So it all starts with a free wedding website that takes minutes to set up, and you can include your Zola registry right on your site so everything is in one place and it's so convenient. In fact, Zola is the only place you can register for honeymoon funds and gift cards along with physical gifts, which I love both as a bride and the guest to a wedding because there are so many more options and ways to make it personal. And both couples and guests also love free shipping, smart returns, price matching, and more. So build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy to get started today. Again, go to zola.com/newsworthy, that's spelled Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy, to build your free wedding website and get $50 toward your registry. zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Actress Felicity Huffman will serve 14 days behind bars for her part in the college admissions scandal. You know, the one that involved more than 30 rich parents, including some celebrities? They're accused of paying thousands of dollars to help get their kids into college. Well, Vox reports Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman was the first parent to be sentenced. She pled guilty in a deal with prosecutors and admitted to paying $15,000 to have someone cheat on her daughter's SAT exam. Huffman apologized for breaking the law and says she regrets it. The actress will go to prison for 2 weeks, do community service, pay a $30,000 fine, and have 1 year of supervised release. Remember, another high-profile parent charged in the case is Full House actress Lori Loughlin. She did not make a deal with prosecutors, so she could be going to trial. It's official, MoviePass shut down and gave only 1 day's notice to customers. The company has been struggling for a while, though, and in the end, just was not able to make enough money. MoviePass was a monthly movie ticket subscription service. At least in the beginning, subscribers would pay about $10 a month to see as many movies as they wanted. But MoviePass was still paying full prices for those tickets. Then CNBC says as MoviePass ran into problems and started limiting the service, it started losing millions of subscribers. The company is now looking into its options and is not sure if it will ever be back. MoviePass told subscribers it will refund customers. Speaking of movies, it was a pretty big weekend at the box office for Hustlers. The movie with Jennifer Lopez brought in $33 million, beating industry expectations and its own budget. It was made for $20 million. But Hustlers did end up in the number two spot for the weekend. Number one went to the sequel It Chapter Two for the second weekend in a row. And Gerard Butler's Angel Has Fallen came in third. PopSocket is getting into the koozie business. PopSocket is the company that makes those pop-out tabs that stick to the back of cell phones. Well, it just came out with the PopThirst Cup Sleeve. It's basically a cup holder or koozie that slips around a drink or mug, but it has a PopSocket on it. PopSocket says the grip is supposed to help you hold your drink more easily and avoid spills. Time will tell if people actually want it. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion to help you invest and learn on the go. And today we're talking about savings. A new study cited in CNBC found more than half, 57% of Generation Z, does not know how much money they have in savings, and that's an increase from previous generations. Gen Z means age 22 or younger. The study from Northwestern Mutual also found nearly 7 in 10 people from Gen Z aren't very clear about how much they can spend now versus how much they should be saving for later. So CNBC talked to experts who say it's partly because of their age. Not being sure can just go along with getting started managing your own finances. But they say it is crucial they start planning their future as soon as possible. In fact, many people across age groups underestimate the potential gain of taking the time now to get in control and start saving and investing. Other findings from that study about Gen Z include that they're very goal-oriented, with a desire to be self-driven and have purpose at work. This Money Monday story was made possible by My Wall Street. For more information, visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. All right, and final thing before you go is that we are launching the September Share-a-thon now through the end of the month. And because we are celebrating 2 years, millions of downloads, and more than 500 episodes of The Newsworthy, we are giving away a total of $500 worth of prizes. Not one, but 5 of you will win a prize. So how do you enter? For every person you get to subscribe to The Newsworthy over the next 2 weeks, you get another entry into the giveaway. All you have to do is take a video or picture, or even a screenshot, of you subscribing a friend, coworker, or family member to The Newsworthy on their phone, and then post that to social media and tag me. So yes, show them how to open Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you like to listen on, find The Newsworthy, and then take a video or picture of one of you hitting that subscribe or follow button on their phone. For every person you subscribe, you get an entry. So for example, if you're at lunch with 5 friends, you could take one video or picture of them all hitting the subscribe button on their phones. And when you post that to social media and tag me, you'll get 5 entries into this giveaway. Of course, these friends should be people who are not already listening to the show. The 2 people who share the most and have the most entries will automatically get a prize, and 3 other people will win through a random drawing. This September Share-a-thon starts now and lasts through the end of the month. I can't wait to see you sharing The Newsworthy and winning. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or head on over to thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.